بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم ما بعد لقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل للمؤمنين يغضوا من أبصارهم ويحفظوا فروجهم ذلك أزكى لهم إن الله خبير بما يصنعون صدق الله العلي العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الأمي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين وشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد Thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala has blessed us with iman, the sweetness of iman. We ask Allah ta'ala that He gives us the ability to taste this halawat iman, through which inshaAllah will acquire steadfastness and solidify our ta'alluq and connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every Nabi of Allah that came into this world came to weaken our connection with the world and to strengthen our connection with Akhirat. That is why Sahaba Ikram, we read about their lives, they were willing to sacrifice anything of the world, wealth of the world, honor of the world, even their lives themselves, the family, the wife, the children, the properties, anything that they owned as a result of a blessing from this world, they were ready to let go of it in an instant upon a simple ishara, indication of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the reason behind, the motivation behind this was that Rasulullah had created inside the Sahaba the fleetness of the splendor of this world, that this world is nothing, it's very short-lived. It's very transitory. This is not going to stay forever. And the akhirat is khayrun wa abqa. It is better and it's everlasting. So each sahabi had their mindset towards the akhirat. Hence, they were ready to sacrifice and let go of the materials of this world without undergoing so much difficulty. And that is why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would continuously remind them of this, and they would remind themselves as well. For example, at the time of Ghazwa-i Khandaq, when the battle of the trenches was taking place, when Ghazwa-i Khandaq jab wujood mein aya, to us waqt sahaba ikram jab mitti ko muntaqil kar rahe the, when they were moving the soil and the dirt whilst digging the trenches around Madina Munawwara on three sides, so Rasulullah was reciting these ash'ar, Allahumma la aish illa aishul akhira, Allahumma la aish illa aishul akhira, faghfir al ansara wal muhajira. So Rasulullah was reciting, "Oh Allah, there is no real life of this world except the real life of Akhirat. Akhirat ki jo zindagi hai, wo asal zindagi hai. This life is very short-lived. Kun fi dunya ka annaka ghareeb aw aabid sabil. This world is like just a traveler going by. Mad dunya fil akhirah illa mithlu ma yaj'alu ahadukum isba'ahu fil yammi falyanzur bima yarji." Aw kama qala sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This world in comparison to Akhirat is like a person dipping his finger in the ocean, then retrieving it. And that bit of water settled on his fingertip in this world, and the ocean is the akhirat. So dunya jo hai bahut mukhtasar chand dino ke liye khel tamasha hai akhirat ke muqable mein. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he told Rasulullah to say these words. So Allahumma la aish illa aishul akhirah, faghfir al ansara wal muhajira. Oh Allah, the real life is the life of akhirat. Forgive the ansar and muhajirin. And sahaba ikram, they were ready to sacrifice everything. But her bande pair ki upar, her stones tied onto their stomach. And ulama have mentioned, why did they have stones on their stomach? Because when a person gets really hungry, to andar se garmi uthti hai, it gets hot inside. Wo garmi uthti hai, the heat of the intensity of the pangs of hunger. So when a person gets a rock or a stone, it's cold, slab of rock is cold. So you put the cold, the coolness of the rock against your stomach, number one. And number two, you tie it hard so it pushes your stomach in, so it seems as though your stomach is now full. Itni qurbaniyan jheli sahaba ikram ne, deen ke khatir. So they were saying Rasulullah was making dua of akhirat, ke akhirat asal ghar hai. Akhirat is asal. وَمَنْ حَيَاتُ الدُّنْيَا فِي الْآخِرَةِ إِلَّا قَلِيلٌ. Dunya is short-lived, akhirat is forever. So the sahaba was saying in return, نَحْنُ الَّذِينَ بَايَعُوا مُحَمَّدًا نَحْنُ الَّذِينَ بَايَعُوا مُحَمَّدًا عَلَى الْجِهَادِ مَا بَقِينَا أَبَدًا. We are those people who have pledged that allegiance at the hand of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that we will continue struggling, fighting, sacrificing until the last breath remains in our body. Subhanallah. Ek ye jazba tha sahaba ikram ko. Hame wo jazba mujassar nahi hai, to hum Allah taala se dua karte hain, hame ek do feesad uska mil jaye to hamari zindagi abhi kuch na kuch badal jaye. Allah taala hum sab ko taufeeq ata farmaye. To ye sahaba ikram ki ashaar jo hai بخاری شریف کے جلد ثانی میں کتاب المغازی غزوہ خندق کے متعلق آتے ہیں کہ نحن الذین بایعوا محمدا علی الجہاد ما بقینا ابدا, اور حضور فرما رہے تھے اللہم لا عیش الا عیش الاخرہ فاغفر الانصار والمہاجرہ. تو this is the mindset کہ دنیا is very short lived, آخرت is actual. تو دیکھو زندگی کا مقصد صحابہ اکرام کے سامنے آ چکا تھا. They had the purpose of life. We hear the purpose of life, we talk about the purpose of life, but we haven't lived the purpose of life. Purpose of life kya hai? Allah ko khush karna, Allah ko hasil karna, Allah ko apna bana lena. Ye hai zindagi ka maqsad, ki Allah mera ban jaye, main Allah ka ho jab Allah mera ban jaye. Jaise ek dua mein aata hai, Allahumma kullana waj'alna lak, ya Allah you become mine, make me yours. Allahumma kul lana wala you become ours waj'alna lak and make us yours. Ameen thumma ameen. Ye zindagi ka maqsad hai, to acquire Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ab dekhiyo ye kis tarah hasil hota hai, how can I acquire Allah ta'ala in my life? It's a very simple procedure. It may be difficult upon the nafs of a person, but the actual procedure is quite simple to understand, and if we follow pursuit, we can acquire this. So just like Sahaba Ikram understood the purpose of life, we also have to understand the purpose of life, and that is acquiring Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Humne buzurgon se suna hai ke maqsad e hayat Allah ta'ala ki riza mandi hai, Allah ta'ala ki khushnudi. Wa ridwanu min Allah akbar. The pleasure of Allah is the greatest thing a person can acquire. Now, how does a person acquire this? When he leaves sins in his life. Gunahon se jab aadmi ijtinab karta hai, gunahon se jab bachta hai, gunahon se paak saaf zindagi guzarta hai, to Allah Ta'ala usko apni ma'iyat naseeb farma dete hai. To staying away from sins, a person acquires Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. If a person is doing sins and then he expects to acquire Allah, it's not going to happen. He needs to leave sins, because Allah Ta'ala does not like people disobeying Him. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, whoever we have taken to task, فَكُلًّا أَخَذْنَا بِذَنْبِهِ, جس کو ہم نے عذاب دیا اس کے گناہوں کی وجہ سے ہم نے اس کو عذاب دیا. Allah only punishes people because of their sins. Sins, چھوڑ دو, leave sins, Allah won't punish us. Simple formula ہے, leave sins, Allah won't punish us. So leaving sins, a person acquires taqwa. When a person acquires taqwa, he receives the friendship of Allah. When he receives the friendship of Allah, he has acquired Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And whoever has acquired Allah ta'ala, he is successful in both the worlds. Ye solution hai. Puri zindagi ka jitna bhi uthna baithna, ye تکلیفوں کو اٹھانا, برداشت کرنا, جد و جہد, جفا کشی, جو بھی مصیبتیں آتی ہیں, whatever trial, tribulation we go through, this is the principle I have to apply. I know the principle now, you know the principle now. It's a matter of how well we execute it. I'll repeat it again. I'll repeat it a few times actually, inshallah. So it comes inside our head. Number one, leave sins. By leaving sins, you will acquire taqwa. I will acquire taqwa, you will acquire taqwa. When a person acquires taqwa, he will receive the friendship of Allah. When he receives the friendship of Allah, he will acquire Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the ma'iyyat of Allah. When he acquires the ma'iyyat of Allah, then he is successful in this world and the hereafter. You understand this solution? I repeat it again. Purpose of life is pleasure of Allah, acquiring Allah. To acquire Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have to leave sin. By leaving sins, a person will acquire taqwa. Through taqwa, this person will acquire the friendship of Allah. When a person acquires the friendship of Allah, he has now acquired the ma'iyyat, the nearness of Allah. When he's acquired the nearness of Allah, he is successful in this world and the hereafter. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. May baat samajh mein aayi? Does everyone understand this? I'll repeat it one more time. Purpose, the reason why I'm repeating it, so that in my dil ko ye baat pahunche. Aap to mashallah husn e zan hai, aap sab log nek ho. You guys mashallah live a very pious, spiritual, elated life. I'm addressing myself because otherwise I will, Allah is witnessing what I am saying. So if I am repeating this and I continue myself, then Allah Ta'ala will hold this against me in the day of Qiyamah. So I'm repeating this again for myself. Purpose of life is the pleasure of Allah. Yes? وَرِضْوَانُ مِنَ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ Allah ki khushnudi, Allah ki ridwan, zindagi ka ayn maqsad hai. Allah Ta'ala ko pa lena. Isko ye bhi kehte ke dikre, yani Allah Ta'ala ki yaad, ye bhi zindagi ka maqsad hai. To acquire Allah. To acquire Allah, I have to leave sins. Yes? So if somebody says to you, how do you acquire Allah? Then when you go home and sit down, ke bhai, maine zindagi badalni hai, bahut galat kaam kar raha hoon, to kaise karun? Ye char steps ko yaad rakhna hai, balki 5 steps ko yaad rakhna hai. Bachcha bhi samajh sakta hai, bade bhi samajh sakte hai. I need to leave sins. By leaving sins, I will acquire taqwa. And when I acquire taqwa, I will receive the bhul bhi gaya sir. Ji? Nahi bhul gaya. Friendship of Allah. Friendship of Allah. Isliye main isko repeat kar raha hu. Lagta hai isme pura sabak kisi par aaj hoga. Living sins, ye bahut aham sabak hai, zindagi ka maqsad samjha raha hu. Ye buzurgon ki talimat samjha raha hu. Ye tasawwuf ka khulasa hai, zindagi ka khulasa hai. Living sins, a person will acquire taqwa. Taqwa. What is taqwa? What is taqwa? Ye bhi sawal uth sakta hai, what is taqwa? Taqwa, ya ayyuhan nas inna khalaqnakum min dhakarin wa untha wa ja'alnakum shu'uban wa qaba'il lita'arafu. O mankind, I have created you from a single man and a single woman, Adam and Hawa. Ya ayyuhan nas. An nas, the whole of mankind from Adam alayhi salam till the last man to walk on this earth, till the last man who enters Jannah, whose name will be Jurayj, who Rasulullah has even mentioned his name in hadith, till Jurayj, every single person from the Adam alayhi salam till the last man, ya ayyuhan nas, this is addressed to them. Inna, royal verb, we, meaning Allah, khalaqnakum, created you, min, from, dhakarin, one man, wa untha, one woman, Adam and Hawa, alayhi salatu wasalam, wa ja'alnakum, and we, Allah is saying, us, ja'alnakum, made you, shu'uban, races, different races, sha'ab ki jo jama hai, different races, koi jo hai, Pakistani hai, koi white hai, koi Caucasian, some is Asian, some is black, African, is tarah. Wa qaba'ila, different tribes, different areas, koi Spanish hai, koi jo hai American hai, koi European hai, koi Australian hai. Why did Allah Ta'ala make this? Allah Ta'ala could have made insan as one model, everyone same hair, everyone same eyes, everyone same name, everyone dresses the same, everyone like robotic. Well, Allah said, why did I make you all diverse, different tribes, different nations, different cultures, different rasam, different riwaj, different nationalities, different color, different pigment of the skin, different languages, all of this. Inna khalaqnakum min dhakarin wa untha wa ja'alnakum shu'uban wa qaba'il. Ek maqsad ke liye, lita'arafu, so you can recognize each other. Through this you recognize who your Allah is. Lita'arafu. Now Allah said, I've made a whole of you, 8 billion, 7 billion, 6 billion, jitne bhi billion hai, sab ko banaya, mard, aurat, jo bhi hai, And out of all of you billions on the earth, who is the best one in the eyes of Allah? Ye bhi ek sawal uthta hai. Qari sahab hai, mufti sahab hai, sheikh sahab hai, hazrat sahab hai, professor sahab hai, doctor sahab hai, muballigh sahab hai, da'i sahab hai, kaun hoga? Who is the most virtuous in Allah's eyes? Allah says, inna, indeed, verily, bila shubha, akramakum, out of all of you, the most noblest. Kareem kehte nobility. Akram kehte sab se zyada noble. The most noble. Akramakum, out of you billions on this earth, who is the most noble in Allah's eyes? In other words, who is the most pious, noble, great in Allah's eyes? Indallahi, Allah ki nazaron mein, atqakum, subhanallah. The one who has the greatest level of taqwa. Allah sabko naseeb farmaye. The one who has the greatest taqwa, the greatest piety, awareness of Allah, love for Allah, realization of Allah. He lived his life according to Allah and Allah's Habib sallallahu alayhi wasallam's wishes. Atqakum. You are the most noble in the eyes of Allah. Iska pasal manzil kya hai? Abhi zehn mein baat yaad aagi. Shaan nuzul. When the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when he conquered Makkatul Mukarramah and he came with the 10,000 Sahaba into Makkatul Mukarramah, each Sahabi, each Ansari group, the different flag under the local tribe, all coming in one by one, different Amirs. So everyone entered. Rasulullah entered right at the end. Right, this was his tawadun, humility, with his blessed beard touching the hump of the camel. And he was entering through praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. La ilaha illallah wahda wa nasara abda wa hazzama al-ahzaba wahda. Praising Allah, walking through. And he was right at the end of the 10,000 with the smallest group. Some had a group of 100, some had 200, some had 500, some had 30, some had 50. Rasulullah had 2-3 people with him only. And what we call him, Hadhrat Usama bin Zayd, a black-skinned Sahabi, was sitting behind him to show the people. Okay, it doesn't matter if you are from the Quraysh, or from Bani Hashim, or from Abd al-Manaf. It doesn't matter what your lineage is. Rasulullah came with his peygam. When he entered Makkah, he said, "Oh Bilal, climb the roof of the Kaaba and give the adhan for Zuhr." Bilal Habashi. Abu Sufyan is there. Haris ibn Hisham is there. Big, big leaders of Makkah. Leaders of the valleys of Makkah are there. So ek ne dekha Bilal Habshi kal ka ghulam, ibn ghulam, son of a ghulam, kala kulota is tarah chipki huwi hont aur is tarah ke gungrali baal aur siyah rang aur siyah fam chehra aur ye kaabe par chadh ke azan de raha hai. So when he said Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar on the roof of the Kaaba, to ek kafir Quraysh mein se tha ke shukr Allah tera ki mera baap jo hai is din se pehle mar chuka hai. One kafir said this. Shukr Allah, my father has died before he saw this day. Ke yani Habsha ka ghulam Kaabe ki chhat pe chadh ke azan de raha hai. Shukr, my father has died. Second one said ke bhai Muhammad ke paas koi aur aadmi nahi tha, ye kala kauwa hi usko mila hai. Dusre ne is tarah kaha, Haris ibn Hisham ne yu kaha tha ke can the prophet find anybody else? Has he only found this black crow to climb the chhat of the Kaaba to give azan? دوسرے نے کہا. تیسرا ابو سفیان وہ کھڑا تھا, وہ بھی ہوشیار تھا. اس نے کہا میں تو کچھ نہیں بولوں گا کہ مجھے پتہ ہے کہ یہ جو آسمانوں میں جو رب ہے اس نے فوراً حضور کو بتا دینا ہے ہماری بات کا. میں تو خاموش رہوں گا. تھوڑی دیر تک جبرائیل فوراً تشریف لاتے ہیں. جبرائیل comes down, tells رسول اللہ the whole قصہ. This is what them three got up to. رسول اللہ said, ابو سفیان کو بلاؤ, حارث کو بلاؤ, تیسرے کو بلاؤ. اللہ نے مجھے آپ کی تینوں کی گفتگو سنا دی ہے. مسلمان بن گئے. لیکن اس وقت عین اس موقع کے اوپر یہ آیت اتری, یا ایوہ الناس انا خلقناکم من ذکر و انثا وجعلناکم شعوبا و قبائل لتعارفوا ان اکرمکم عند اللہ اتقاکم ان اللہ علیم خبیر. کہ ابو سفیان, you could be the leader of Makkah, you can own properties, you can be the greatest businessman who does tijarat through Sham, Syria, Yemen, Medina, Makkah. Bilal Habshi has nothing to his name, no property, no wealth, no home, no lineage. You don't even know his family background. His mother's name, nobody knows. His father, Ibn Ribah, Who's after that? Nobody. Ghulam ibn Ghulam ibn Ghulam Bas. But yet because he has more taqwa than you, he is deserving of climbing the chat of the Kaaba of Allah and calling out the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ye peygham ummat ko diya hai. It doesn't matter if you are a millionaire. It doesn't matter if you are the imam of a mosque. It doesn't matter if you are the chief of the area. It doesn't matter if you are the king of a country, president, prime minister, mayor, councillor, whatever you may be. If you don't have taqwa, you are nothing in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Bilal al-Habashi, Habasha ka kala ghulam, because he had taqwa, he had the nearness of Allah. He, in the eyes of Allah, is such a great person. Farmaya ki qiyam, Bilal al-Habashi, jab main qabr se uthunga, to aapka hashr mere qadmon se hoga. Aur qiyam ke din, aap uthenge qabr se, aur aap bhi azan padhte huwe qabr se uthenge. Aur meri jo jannat ki jo sawari hogi, uski lagam bhi aap hi pakad ke jannat mein leke jaoge mujhe. So taqwa, Allah hum sab ko naseeb farmaye. So I'm finishing off now. آج کا جو سبق تھا جو میں نے کئی دفعہ اس کی تکرار کی کیونکہ ہم بھول جاتے جلدی سے. زندگی کا مقصد اللہ کی خوشنودی, purpose of life acquiring the pleasure of Allah. Okay, how is it acquired? Leaving sins, mashallah, very good. Leaving sins, by leaving sins we will acquire taqwa. Taqwa, very. Leaving sins will acquire taqwa. When a person acquires taqwa, he receives the friendship of Allah. When he acquires the friendship of Allah, he has acquired the ma'iyyah, the nearness of Allah. When he acquires the nearness of Allah, he is successful in this world and successful in the akhirah. So, khulasa kya hai? Gunaahon se bachna. Allah mujhe naseeb farmaye, hum sab ko. Aur gunaah to abhi waqt bahut kam hai, gunaah bahut ho rahe hum sab se. لیکن بزرگوں نے لکھا ہے اس دور میں, جو پچھلی ہفتے کی گفتگو ہوئی تھی, اس دور میں مین گناہ اگر کنٹرول میں آ جائے تو انشاءاللہ امید ہے کہ بہت سے گناہ کنٹرول میں آ جائیں گے. وہ کون سے گناہ ہیں؟ آنکھوں کی بد نظری. کنٹرول یور آئیز, کنٹرول, آئی ٹیل مائی سیلف, کنٹرول یور آئیز. ڈونٹ لک ایٹ سم تھنگ وچ از حرام. یو ول اکوائر حلاوت ایمان. من حفظ بصره أورثه الله أورثه الله نورا في بصيرته. A person who protects his eyes, Allah gives a special nur inside his heart which will motivate him for good deeds. He looks well. إن النذر سهم من سهام إبليس مسموم. The haram glance is a poisonous arrow from the arrows of Shaytan. من تركها مخافتي, whoever leaves that for the sake of Allah's fear, أبدلته إيمانا يجد حلاوته في قلبه. Allah says, I will replace that with such a sweetness, اتنی مٹھاس کا, اتنی مزے کا, اتنی حلاوت کا ایمان وہ چکھے گا اپنی زندگی میں, کہ nothing on this earth can buy that ایمان sweetness. So try it, trial it. 24 گھنٹوں کے لیے آپ کوشش کرو, میں بھی کوشش کروں, آپ میرے لیے بھی دعا کریں, میں آپ کے لیے دعا کرتا ہوں, اور مل بیٹھ کے ہم سب کوشش کریں کہ 24 کے لیے انشاءاللہ میں بد نظری نہیں کروں گا. سب کو ہو انشاءاللہ. For 24 hours I will not misuse my eyes. اگر کئی نظر پڑ گی فوراً وہاں سے رخ پھیر کے آمنت باللہ ورسولی, آمنت باللہ ورسولی, آمنت باللہ ورسولی. حضور نے فرمایا علی پہلی نظر جائز ہے, غلطی سے دیکھ لے جائز, فوراً نظر کو ہٹا دو. یہ گناہ کبیرہ ہے, میجر سن. زنا النظر, زنا العین, زنا العین النظر, یہ دیکھنا کسی حرام چیز کو, یہ آنکھوں کا زنا ہے. اس میں نوجوان طبقہ بھی اس میں مبتلا ہے, بڑے لوگ بھی اس میں مبتلا ہے, بڑے لوگ بھی اس میں مبتلا ہے. اینڈ یو تھنک یو ناٹ بٹ یو آر. دا فیکٹ دیٹ یو لک ایٹ غیر محرم وداؤٹ فیلنگ اینی تھنگ ہیئر, دس از اے سائن یو آر انوالوڈ انسائڈ اٹ. Even looking at an anchor on news channel and young girl, and you're watching her, nothing happening here, this is a sign you are involved in bad nazri. Bad nazri. And kya farmaya? La'an Allah. Huzoor ne bad dua lanat bheji. La'an Allahu nazir. Haram ko dekhne wale par bhi lanat hai Allah Taala ki, wal manzoor ilay, aur dikhane wale par bhi Allah ki lanat hai. Simple solution, bhai. Stop saying that the main sin nowadays is bad nazri, misusing our eyes. Millions of youngsters are doing sin through their eyes. And then what happens? I told you this last week as well. From here, bad nazari, it invites the hands towards zina, invites the ears towards zina, invites the nose, the tongue, the stomach, the feet, the private parts, the whole body falls prey due to the eyes being misused. And control your eyes. قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ اے حضور فرما دیجئے ان کو لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ ایمان والے کو يَغُذُّ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ نیچے نظر رکھ کے چلا کرو. Don't look up. وَيَحْفَظُوا فُرُوجَهُمْ شرمگاہوں کی حفاظت کیجئے. And I will become the guarantee for jannat for you in the hereafter if you can look after your private parts. اللہ تعالیٰ مجھے توفیق عطا فرمائے. اللہ تعالیٰ ہم سب کو عمل کی توفیق عطا فرمائے. گناہوں کی نفرت کوٹ کوٹ کر بھر دے ہماری زندگیوں کے اندر, اور ایمان کی حلاوت بھی اللہ تعالیٰ ہمیں چھکائے زندگی کے اندر. And make us work hard to acquire the sweetness of iman. وآخر دعوانا ان الحمد لله رب العالمين صلى الله النبي الامين وما علينا الا البلاغ.